Welcome to Forward, a podcast by EasyCare, where we protect what moves you with your host, Corey Smith. The views and opinions expressed by guests in this podcast may not be those of the host or EasyCare and Avco Holdings Brands.
Welcome to Forward. I'm your host, Corey Smith, National Fix Operations Training Director with EasyCare. Alongside with me is my partner in crime, Eric Howdige. Eric, welcome to Forward.
Awesome. Thank you, Corey. Thank you for having me on. I am excited. I'm ready to go.
The new co-host is here, everybody. So I'm super excited to have you part of the team for Forward. We got a new guest today. His name is Jacob. Jacob, welcome to Forward.
Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Now, take us through who you are, because we don't know you, right? So tell our audience a little bit about yourself, your title, the company, and how'd you get in the business?
Yeah. So hi, I'm Jacob. I'm the founder and CEO of Fasten Rewards. So about my background, I've basically been in tech my entire professional career. But most recently, I was at a company called Forage, which is a payment processor. So that's really how I got into the fintech world. Forage was, we went through a Y Combinator, raised a sizable Series A. And then my wife was 3 months pregnant and I looked at her and I was like, hey, I want to become a founder of a company. And she was like, hey, let's do it. You might be a little bit dumber than I thought, but let's do it. And I'm here with you. And also it's my wife's birthday. So happy birthday and happy Valentine's Day to you, Kate. So formulated this idea a few years ago while I was at Forage. And what we do is we are, you know, traditionally credit card rewards are a great way to build loyalty and retention and kind of can also gamify things. And I realized that there wasn't really something that was strong in the auto retail world. So what we are is we are the first consumer credit card that rewards people as they pay off their auto loans and leases. We are brand agnostic, lender agnostic. Instead of giving 3 points at restaurants, like most traditional credit cards, we'll give 3 points per dollar for your auto related spend, parking, gas, insurance, tolls, maintenance. You can use those points, for traditional credit card things like hotel, travel, and gift cards, but you can also redeem them at your dealership group. So you as a consumer will be connected to your group and you can redeem them for service, maintenance, down payments if you on your next car. So we are really the first credit card where you can go on your dream vacation or buy your dream car. And so the whole thing is you're spending the money anyway. Is the second largest form of recurring spend that people don't get rewarded for after their mortgages. And it's the second most expensive thing people own. So you get rewarded for your Starbucks and your Netflix. Now you get rewarded for your auto loan and lease.
Oh, you're speaking my love language, Jacob. I absolutely love that. We could almost say that this podcast is brought to you by, right? That was great. I love that. So this is right in your wheelhouse, retention mastery, how to keep customers coming back. So let's just jump right into the podcast. Yeah. I'm so excited to talk about customer experience. And Eric and I are huge advocates for customer experience and loyalty anyway. So from your experience, what are some of the biggest reasons why customers don't return to dealerships for service or a new car?
So I think one of it is perception. There's a lot of perception that, hey, your dealer is going to be more expensive than your mom and pop store. And also I think that dealers, the selling of the car is sexy. The service part is not as sexy, right? And there have been things that have been really successful, that have been like, it's actually moderately successful is like prepaid maintenance plans. But, you know, then you'll have it for a few years. People forget, right? The whole point of the Fasten card is that you are using this card regularly. It's a credit card in your wallet. You have an app that is going to be a credit card that's going to be, you know, your credit card that is also related to your dealership. So, you know, also there's a stat that I love that 75% of car buyers who get their car serviced at their dealership return to their dealership for their next purchase. That number drops down to 35%. So there's really great data that shows, hey, if you're getting your car serviced, you will buy your car at the dealership too.
That's amazing. It's exciting just to hear. I mean, as he's hearing, I'm drawing it up in my head, right? And one of the questions that I have for you, Jacob, that we just had a major conversation about this week. What are some of the small cost-effective changes dealerships can make today that will have an immediate impact on their retention? Because that's huge right now.
Yeah. So, you know, I think like that's where we come in, right? Like it's affordability, right? I mean, auto affordability is the thing that gets brought up most of the time. And then also we are all living in the world, right? Like how are tariffs going to affect you? So, you know, that's really like what we're thinking about, right? So aluminum is about to go up 25%, all aluminum coming into the country. What are cars made out of? Aluminum, right? So how is that going to affect cars? And so for us, we automatically basically can lower your auto loan by effectively 2% with these points, but then those points are within your ecosystem. So it's, you know, so it's helping affordability and then also helping affordability for the consumer. And then also making sure that they're coming back to you.
Other than your company, are there some other things that are small that are cost-effective changes that a dealership can make to make a really immediate impact with retention?
Yeah. So, you know, I think that personalized ads have been like a really good way to do it. So, you know, I think the CDPs are incredibly powerful ways to help you, right? So, you know, it used to just be like, hey, you would like kind of guess when someone needed an oil change. Now you can work with the CDPs and really have much better data, I think, than do that. And then, you know, to talk about fast and again, we can, then you can also incentivize them with points as well to come on. So,
awesome. Yeah. I love that. What can dealers learn from industry outsiders of the automotive when it comes to keeping customers engaged and loyal? Because we talked about Starbucks earlier, right? And yeah. Eric and I are both bougie when it comes to Starbucks, right?
Our coffee.
I go there religiously. Because I know every dollar that I spend, I get a reward. And on my birthday, which is coming up, I get a free coffee, right? I love that stuff. So
yeah,
what can auto adapt to companies like Starbucks?
Yeah. So interestingly enough, Starbucks actually launched a credit card. And I'd say they are like the most successful non-credit card rewards program, right? So like I would equate this more to like the airlines and the hotels actually, right? So Delta has a card, Hyatt has a card, Marriott has a card, all of those companies. And those are larger purchases, right? So, you know, the key is rewarding people broadly. So Starbucks works because it's an everyday purchase and it's a little bit smaller, but you know, you have these large recurring spends that are related to your auto. How are you going and really rewarding those? And that's really something that the airline and hotel model, which are basically credit card companies that now happen to fly people. If you literally look at the economics of the airlines, it's saying that, you know, people want to be rewarded. They want to get status. They want to be gamified, right? And dealers can use Fasten to really go and take that airline status model, like that we all know people, or maybe we've done it ourselves. You take an extra flight to hit that next status, right? How can we take this model that's been incredibly powerful in the airline and hotel model and really bring it into auto? And it's something that people come and, you know, you go on one or two vacations with your family a year. You're going back to your dealership once or two times a year. So it's really taking this model that's been incredibly effective in airlines and hotels and bringing it into your dealership group. And then,
I got that. So, for all the GMs and dealer principals that are listening, that's a good tip right there. Is try, you guys use that stuff all the time. Steal a little bit from that. Pay attention to what you're spending on and what makes you excited and translate that into your business. I love that. So, Jacob, Eric and I are huge gearheads, right? Anything with a motor, we're into it. Power sports, RV, marine, obviously cars. So we're going to switch gears and shift it up into third gear here. Building a stronger relationship with our customers, how can service advisors and salespeople create a strong emotional connection with customers to increase repeat business?
Yeah, so, you know, so I think it is by rewarding the customers, right? People want to feel like they're being rewarded. And so, you know, how do you go and like build, like, I think there's something like, it's all about like building a strong relationship, right? Like I come from the outside the auto world, right? So I come from the consumer fintech world. In consumer fintech, it's really like, how do you go and make customers feel like they're being rewarded, but also making them feel like they're actually using like that gamification status, right? So, you know, so make people feel like, hey, if you do come back, we will give you some extra benefits. If you bring something back for your wife, you know, go back for service for your wife or for your kids, we will buy your car here, get your car serviced here. We will go and give you those extra benefits.
So I love where you're going with that. Jacob, it's almost like that book that we read, Eric. It's all about how we make people feel, right? Mm-hmm. Making them feel connected, right? What was the name of that book, Eric?
Unreasonable Hospitality.
One of the things
that, and this is where it's scary when Corey and I talk to each other, because those words that were coming out of his mouth were exactly what I was about to say next. This is how you make people feel. This is what this industry is about, in any industry whatsoever. And one of the questions that I wanted to ask that's at the top of my mind is, as in the previous question, I'm thinking from a dealership principal standpoint, how important is personalization in today's retention strategies, and what are some creative ways dealers can implement it?
Yeah, so this is actually really interesting, and it's really great that you guys actually come from APCO and EasyCare, because Fasten points are actually reinsurable and can be used as a marketing expense, which is great. Yeah. So there's all of this data, right? You have the Full Pass and the Orbeez and all of these CDPs in the world, which give you great data, but how can you actually incentivize customers to come? Like, you know, a lot of people think like, oh, my dealers, like people don't really think about their dealer marketing until there's something wrong with their car. But now you can say, hey, it's time for you to get your brakes changed. Come to us instead of your local mom and pop shop. We'll give you 1,000 points. But because these are actually reinsurable, it actually is minimal cost for the dealership, which is something that we are really excited about. And so, you know, now you can say, hey, we know it's time for Eric. We know it's time for him to come and have some call to action. Now you can actually gamify him and say, hey, come on in. We'll give you these points. Or like recalls, right? You can give these points to the customer. You know there's a recall. Now you're getting double dipping because you're getting paid by the OEM as well. So it's a real benefit, and it's a really great strategy way. And like, hey, I'm not here to say like we're reinventing the wheel. It's a credit card. It's credit card points. Everyone gets it, but it's incredibly, you know, it's like a really good way that dealers can kind of use this data and actually gamify it as well.
That's what they say in Vegas, guys. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, right?
All
right.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, yeah.
Okay. What role does trust play in customer retention in your mind? And how can dealers ensure they build and maintain it?
Yeah, I think that's transparency, right? I think that, you know, hey, we all live and breathe this industry. There's something that's said a lot in the auto industry that like, it's all about helping people. But then people can go to the dealership and be like, people's car is a black box, right? Like people have an issue with the car. They see the check engine light. That could mean, sorry, my dog's barking. That could mean anything to the consumer, right? So I think a lot of it is transparency. Being like, hey, here is your issue. Here's how we are fixing it. Here's a real line item of what we're doing well, of what we're doing, right? Like, because making sure that people don't feel like they're in this black box of the unknown, which can happen a lot more in fixed ops than it can in the car purchase, right? Everyone understands buying a car. No one understands fixing a car. So have that transparency with that as well.
Now, if we're going to have a fourth voice on this podcast, and EasyCare loves our pets. I mean, we love our pets. What's the dog's name?
My dog's name is Sonny.
Sonny. I love it. Sonny, how you doing? Welcome to our podcast. It's awesome. EasyCare loves our best.
Yeah. So,
Jacob, one of the things that I want to ask is, and this is a conversation piece that Corey and I have had for a very long time. What are the most effective ways dealerships to bridge the gap between the sales and the service department to create a seamless ownership experience?
You know, that's a great question. I think something like that is basically being like, you know, you could go and like, even when you sell the car, right? Like, just be like, hey, bring in a service manager. Like, hey, this is Eric. He just bought a car here. And this is Corey. He's our service manager. If you need anything, he will be here. Your car, there's going to be maintenance. You are buying a car. The goal is that you have this for years. We want to make sure that we are top of mind, right? Like you have your choice, but also just like roll out the benefits. And, you know, there's also something to be said that the car buying process can be exhausting, right? There's always talk of how do we go and do that? But how do you make it where it's top of mind to really go and build those relationships? And, you know, you also have to realize that like, hey, we eat, breathe and sleep this industry. Right. Mm-hmm. Like people buy their car. They think about their car every day, but they only think about the dealership when something's wrong. or they think about service when something's wrong, right? How do you make sure that you are really top of mind while doing that? And so, and that's really like where I think we come in is that, hey, this, the Fasten card is how your dealer is going to be benefiting you with points while you're getting your gas, while you're paying your insurance, right? So feeling like you are being rewarded by your dealership in those moments when, frankly, the dealership is not on the top of mind, because you probably think about your gas station more than you think about your dealership, just because of the regularity of it. So how do you make sure that your dealership is top of mind? We think it's by rewarding them.
And it's one of the topics that we talk about when it comes to being memorable, right? Every time you're driving your vehicle, are you driving the vehicle with your dealership? And having that connection between driver, car, and dealership is so important. That's a fantastic answer to that. But what should dealers be doing to educate customers on the value dealership service versus independent repair shops? What should they be doing?
I think the biggest thing is think about cost, right? Like everyone thinks, I was actually having this conversation with my mom the other day. She was like, oh, it's the dealership, it's more expensive. And I was like, actually, the data disagrees with you, mom. And I think that is something, hey, we all know, like, we are running an uphill battle, like, just with the perception of dealers, right? You have to come in and be like, hey, we are actually more cost effective for you. And we can use, and like, you know, prepaid maintenance plans works, and prepaid maintenance plans work. And as do, something that we're bringing, like this rewards program as well. And so, you know, you can bundle these all together and also really understand that, like, the OEMs also have these reward programs. Dealers don't really get them. Consumers don't really get them. I also think, right, like, you can take points you're getting from the Fasten card, points that you're getting from your OEM, and really bundle those all together and say, hey, we know it's time for Eric to get his brake change. That costs you $1,200. Now you can actually go and say, hey, we know how many points Eric has, both with Fasten, potentially their OEM. Now that brake change is free for you, right? Like, you know, it's the same way you think about a flight. When you use your points for a flight, you don't feel like you're spending the money.
No, right? You feel good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So I got a question in all those answers that you had. It really got my wheels turning where the dealer's top of mind. Now, does this card have the dealer logo on it?
At launch, it won't, but that's something that we will be launching, you know, like post-launch. Like, we gotta get to the launch first. But what we will have is we're gonna have a custom chip. So your credit card chip is gonna be shaped like a car. We're gonna be the first credit card with a custom chip, I think, somewhere around there. Don't quote me on that. But we found a company that does custom chips, which we're very excited.
You heard it here first, people. That's awesome, by the way. I am envisioning that it's Eric Automotive right on my credit card, right?
Yeah.
every time I pull out and pay something, I'm like, I love Eric.
Yeah. And but the app will. So now you also know that you can redeem your points if you want to. You want to go for your next car. If you want to go to Eric Ford, Eric Audi, Eric Toyota. You know, we don't care, and we will definitely let the consumer know through marketing and through all these things that they can go and have this app. And the dealership will also know how many points their customers have, so they can also market directly to their customers.
What are you gentlemen doing to my mind right now with all this Eric dealership world talk?
Dude. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Let's just clarify. You're not going anywhere.
Okay? All right. I'll stop. Right.
What are the biggest mistakes dealers make when trying to retain customers, and how can they fix them?
Yeah, I think it is, it's not speaking to consumers at the right time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, people think, like, you know, historically you used to have like, hey, where are you regularly in this? Where are you on your average of getting your oil change, getting your brake change, what your tire tread is, all of those things, right? Now we have so much more data on the consumer that we are getting targeted ads for everything, like when you are ready to purchase, service, what have you, whether it's in the auto industry or not, right? Dealers really need to be smart with when they go towards their ads, because frankly, what it comes down to is you as a consumer may not have had a great car buying experience, right? Like, also, we're coming off this post-COVID where people were charging 10 grand above MSRP. So, you know, they're like, people might not have the best, you know, the best thought in their mouth, but people forget things. You know, it's time now between your net, your service, and when you purchase, all of that, right? Make sure you are reaching out to people at the right time and saying like, hey, this is what you actually need.
Okay. Excellent. I love that too. Now, we're going to go into overdrive here.
Yeah.
The future of retention in automotive. And I think this can really translate really to any industry, right, Eric? Power sports, RV, and marine. But yeah, looking ahead, what do you think will be the biggest retention challenge for dealerships over the next 5 years? And how can they start to prepare to be ahead of it now?
Well, I think the biggest retention challenge is just like lack of brand loyalty, right? Like, you know, you see this across every industry. You know, you used to have like Porsche people, and like you still do, but that's probably like one of the few brands where you really have that loyalty, right? So how do you go and basically come back in and say, how do you go and basically come again and say, hey, you may have gotten a Toyota last time, you may want a Ford this time, but we have brand options, right? And so how do you make sure that your dealership is also a brand, and also a brand that people really like think highly of in the community? Because a lot of dealerships are local, right? Dealerships are industries, are businesses that have been in the industry for 100 plus years. How do you go and make sure people understand that they have options? And also, you know, it's a thing of treating people well. People have more data. You can watch YouTube videos for hours about how to negotiate a car buying experience, right? That was something that people did not have before. So make sure that like you're not going in and delaying people. Give people what they want. Let them show the car they want. But be upfront with them, I think. And be upfront with them about service, about maintenance, and about their next car. And also think, hey, because you know, people have families. You might be buying a car for your spouse, for your kid, right? Like, also realize that like this is not just a single sale event. You know, it is about customer lifetime value, not a single sale.
Amen. Amen, Jacob. Love that. So we're right up against the time, and yeah, we're gonna get into the lightning round. What are your three takeaways in your mind that anyone listening can put into action today?
Yeah. So I think that rewarding is what drives motivation, right? People like to be rewarded. Gamification can really, really drive motivation. It can allow you to get people to have call to actions that they might not have before. And also, so that's one. Also, you know, people get rewarded for their Starbucks and their Netflix. Why not the most expensive things that you own? And also, you know, we realize that, hey, this marketing can actually be reinsurable. So you can offer your consumers 500 points for coming into you instead of Jiffy Lube. You can offer them 10x points for buying a warranty from you, or, you know, a package that's bundled. And because of that, it can really cost the dealership next to nothing. And so it's both dealer and the consumer, and also making sure that people have a really good thought on your dealership, between their buying experiences.
Awesome. I love that. How can people get in touch with you, Jacob?
Yeah. So you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm Jacob Zachs. I'm the only Jacob Zachs in the entire world, Z-A-C-H-S. You can email me at jacob@fasten.cc. That's F-A-S-T-E-N, like fasten your seatbelt.cc, like a credit card. Or, you know, you can even shoot me a text, 860-558-2655.
Awesome. I love that. EasyCare is the total performance provider working alongside your team to help achieve your goals in F&I and across the dealership. We are an award-winning provider and administrator of F&I products and can provide the tools, knowledge, and training needed to help unlock the potential of your dealership. For more information on EasyCare or to be a guest on Forward, please feel free to send me an email at csmith@apcoholdings.com. Jacob, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being a part of this episode. And I'll ask this last question like I ask every guest. Will you please come back?
When you want me, tomorrow or Sunday? But yeah, of course, I'm here whenever you guys want me, in person or over Zoom, whatever makes life easier.
Awesome, Jacob. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to Forward, a podcast brought to you by EasyCare with Corey Smith. Be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. New episodes are released on the 5th and 20th of every month.